Kum lernen a blot gemara. We're up to the flamed hay on base at the bottom of the page.
Thank you. That's very good.
Okay, I'm Rabbi Yimia, what to say? Rabbi Yimia said, bottom of the page, lamed hay on base. Sometimes the renter and the lender are both paying a chattas. If you swear false, if there's a gain of money, there's an usher. There's no gain of money, it's a chattas. So sometimes in the case we had in the Mishnah, the seich and the shayol, you'll soon have, see how it works. So sometimes they both bring a chattas, both of them had no gain from what they lied. They lied about something anyway, they would have been potter, they gained nothing. Sometimes they both gained something, and therefore if they swear false, they have to bring a carbon usher. There was any kfira that involves a financial gain, and they lied about it. They bring an usher. Pa'amim sha seicher bechata. The seicher didn't gain. The shayel ba'usher. Shayel gained. And pa'amim sha seicher ba'usher. But the seicher lied. The shayel bechatas. Now, okay, let's go through each one. Kfiras mamim usher. This is how it works. If you deny money, you bring carbon usher. And bitus v'saim. If you're just lying false, is a chatas. Now we'll go through each one. The brother and the both didn't have any financial gain. The marshal Shemesa Kedarka, it died natural death, and Umra, and they said Nensa, that an accident happened. Robbers came in and they made up a story of how it died, an accident, and they swore false. Now, L'chayde, there was no financial gain. Why? Because the shoyl regardless pays anyway, whether it was an accident, mesa kedarka, or whether he didn't gain anything by lying. The shame mechinim makes no difference, or the seichet makes no difference what happened, because either way he's potter. Whether it was listed in the story he made up, or whether the real story, either way he's potter. So neither of them had a financial gain. Is an end, so that's one case. Seichet, the benkach, mif the potter, bring the chattis. And Sheryl, the benkach, chayiv mechayiv. Either way, chayiv is bechatas. Okay, next case. Pah means sometimes Shnei Bashas both had financial gain. Kigan Shenigna, if it was stolen. So the Seicher has to pay for stolen. Obviously, Sheryl also. Of the Omer, they made up a story, Mesa Machas Malach, that it died, the natural death, Tavayu, Kakafri Mimona. Now, Mesa Machas Malach, even a Sheryl, also would be potter if it died during the work because that he borrowed
for. The Baal HaShoyer will have it...
For example, if I rent your car, I borrow your car to drive, and then it breaks down while driving, I'm potter. Because you gave me to drive, and I did what I did, and if it broke down and naturally it functioned, which you gave it to me for, I'm potter. So in this case, they both lied to gain. They both made up a story, Mezach Locha. The Seicher, and really what happened was stolen. So the Seicher should have been Chayiv, the Sheryl should have been Chayiv, and it came up with a story. So Avam, they said, Mezach Locha.
Someone not really using that claim
because Lashkiach. But this is what really happened. I'm saying it really happened. This is what they said happened. You said Lashkiach. We're not going to say it. Yeah, Kavav Rimayna, the lying mummy, the mechay. You're flying around. Where do you find that the seicher didn't benefit, but the shoyl did? Died naturally. And they said mesa mach malacha died because malacha seicher the benkach mit the potter seicher the benkach u benkach. Mifte potter chayiv. Bechatas shoyel de mechayiv b'meisa kedarka. So what happened there? It died a natural death. The shoyel has to pay. But, because the shoyel pays for accidents. So if you buy v'omro, they said that what? That meisa mach malach. So in other words, he tried to make it a potter. As far as the seicher gains nothing, so therefore he swore false, he gained nothing, so he brings a carbon chattas. But the shoyl would have gained something.
Now if he doesn't have to pay.
He doesn't have to pay, so he brings a carbon usher. Seicher, the benkach, or benkach mifte potter, chai bechattas. Shoyl, the shoyl, the chai b'meisa kedarka, v'kapotter, nafsha, meisa malach, he came up with an excuse, meisa malach, is what? But usher. the last case, Seicher ba'osher v'sher b'chatas, what's that? Kigan shenigno stolen. Ba'omru, they said, Mesa Kedaka died a natural death. Seicher, who the Mechaye b'gneva v'aveda. So what happened was, it was stolen, and they said it died a natural death. So now the Sheol didn't gain anything by lying, because even if it died a natural death, you're still chayiv. But the Seicher would have gained. So the Seicher lied, he brings a carbon ashem. The Sheol didn't gain anything, he brings a carbon chattas. Seicher, the Mechayiv, never paid the kapot and ashem, mesek, dark, baosh, bin ashem. Sheol, the Mechayiv, the Mechayiv, chattas. Maika, mashlam, what's he coming to teach you? I mean, all of these are halachas. What's the big chid rabbi? La fukim with Rabami, comes to negate the opinion of Rabami. What's the mice Rabami? That he says any shvu that the yoni make you swear ain't chayovim olam b'shush. When do we say shvu is bitter? You bring a chatas, you made up a shvu which you didn't have to, and you lied, so you got to bring a shvu a chatas. But if the chachamim made you swear and you lied, then you don't bring a karma chatas. Shvu is bitter means a shvu that uttered from your mouth on your own. In shvu that I say goofa, but the bezin, for example, made you swear it and it turned out to be false. If there was no gain to it. Then, because let's see, if like Moshe over here, by a shomer, the bezin makes you swear. You're not volunteering here. The bezin makes you swear. So we would have thought that in these cases here, if it turned to be a lie and no financial gain, you don't bring a karm chattas. Marshal, you do. Shenemar oy nefesh. This is what Rav Ami says. Oy nefesh kisish belavate besasayim. Only if you didn't kisish b'matzah on your own. Marshal, I'm going to Rav Ami. Itmo, we already had this before. Baba Kama. Itmo, we learned. Reuven lent it, gave it to Shimon, or rented it to Shimon, and Shimon then passed it on to Levi. Now Shimon had no right to. We already had in the end of the second Pedig, Ein Hashoy Rashoy Lahashil. You know, you're not allowed to. If I give trust to you, you're not allowed to. But you did. You didn't listen, and you gave it. The question is, financially, are you liable or not? So he says here. As Tezer explained, even though you should have done it, it's not going to be not enough grounds to penalize you. So what happened was, one shomer gave it to another shomer. Rav Amar Rav says, potter, the first shomer is exempt. If it died in a way that the first shomer would have been potter. And it was stolen, for example, you would have been potter, had been by you. So you're potter if you pass it on somebody, doesn't matter who the other guy is. But let's say if the other guy was negligent, then you would have been chayiv, he's chayiv. There's a big machlekes of shayim. So who does the balabos go to? Does he go to the first shomer, collecting the second shomer? Or does he go directly to the second shomer? No, the first shomer steps out of the equation. Because you allowed, if I gave it to another shomer, he stepped in my shoes.
But
the Rav holds your potter. The Rav holds it's not a taina. The fact is, I gave it to somebody responsible.
I never trusted the other guy with
it. That'll be Rabbi Yechin. But Rav says, it's not a taina. So Rav says, potter, according to Rav, says that you're potter because you gave somebody responsible. Loi meboi, you don't have to say, shame mechinim, shemosel, shemesacher, we upped the level of shmita, the yilu yilai, shemosel, he upped it, lafilu shemesacher, mosel, mechinim. Even if he downgraded the shmita to shemechinim, the guru you got to shemosel, potter, you're potter, why potter? My timer, the mosel, le bendas, you gave it over to a bendas. Ule time made Rabbi Yechinim. Sure. According to Rabbi Yechon, said that you are chayiv if you gave it to somebody else. The Balabas said, like what Yimmy says, we'll soon see that he has kindness to you. Not to mention we downgraded the degree of God to the Shemirah. Even if he increased the Shemirah, chayiv, still the Balabas is unhappy. And the reason is, according to Abaye's version, because the Amalei, ain't the tzayni shiyehei pigdoini beyachat. I don't trust him. Even if you bring me witnesses that an accident happened, doesn't matter. I don't trust him. You never had a right to give him. I don't trust him in anything. So you're responsible. They said this exactly before. There was from a story that happened once. The owner of the garden used to store his items. Gabi disappeared by this old woman. One day he gave one of the gardeners to watch. About a chasm was taking place. He couldn't contain himself. And he went to that old woman. He said, "Look, I know the Baba's going to give it to you to mind, but do you mind if you mind it? Because you always do it anyway." By the time he came back from the wedding to pick it back, Agnav Merayu, that it was stolen from her. Also, the shovel was stolen. Also, the camera came to Rav Potrei. Rav said that the guard did nothing wrong. So, man, the chazan, somebody observed, sovereign thought, Mishum Shemesh Mazel Shemesh Potter. The reason why is because he gave it to a woman who was responsible, and therefore you Potter. V'loyi, it's not so shiny. Has a different. The chol yom enami inugufai gabodah hisaptav mivkid loy. This is an exceptional case. Could the owner himself trust this woman? The owner in this case, according to everybody, the owner couldn't say, yeah, he always gave it to her. Puk this day, he didn't for whatever reason. You can't say, oh, I don't trust her. Ain't it shiny? She hey puk doini biyad. You know, biyad achid. Can't say that because you always gave it to him. Yossi Rabbam come to Lushmait, Rabbam wants to repeat this whole sugi, H Rabbam, Mamla Rabbam, he asks a question from, he asks a question, it says, I'm Shaykhid Parama Chaveda, somebody from our Mishnah, somebody rented a part of his friend, Vishi Lachal, and somebody else, when Mesa Kadaka had died by accident. So the Shaykhid is part of Yishbah, Shaykhid Begadaka, Vashem Hashem Shaykhid Alachaydah. How can our Mishnah say that the first Shaykhid of the Shaykhid is part of, according to Rabbi Yechon, says that Shaykhid Shemusel, the Shaykhid is Chayib, then the Shaykhid should be Chayib, even though died by accident, no, you have no right to give it to the next person. Listen, if Rabbi Yechon is right, I don't want my bekotin to be in somebody else's hand. I'm only hocking my skin. You know what we're talking about here? He gave it to the original owner, allowed him to lend it to the next person. Exceptional case. I rented him, and then the renter said, by the way, do you mind if I lend it out to somebody else? He said, no. So why does the Mishnah say that the Shoyl pays to the Soichir and the Soichir is part of the Bailim? The original owner lent it, it turned out to use it. As if the original owner lent it.
So he has a connection to the owner.
Yeah, so he should pay the record owner. He said to the Soichir, listen, I don't care what you do. You're hiring it, you're responsible, your things, I don't care what you do. That's it. So therefore, the Soichir won gains. Moshe Rabbi Chama asked a question. It says, "Hamafkin moiz chaveda." If somebody stores money by his friend, Tzaron, I gave you money to mine for me. So what you did was you bundled it up. He shilna chaveda, but a little bit of response. Instead of having in front of you to watch it all the time, you place it behind your back. Or Masran Libno, you beat the haktani, you gave it to young kids, which is a bit irresponsible. Vino al bifneim shaloi kiro, or you close the door but not properly. Chayiv, you're chayiv. You know why? Shaloi kid shomar kederech hashem, you didn't mind it properly. Now, taima, the whole reason why you're responsible is because the ktanim, your children were youngsters. Hogdev, your children were adults. Pati, be potter. But we just learned that shemesh shemasal shemesh is according to Rabbi Yechon is chayiv. So if he gave it to his children, he's no longer watching it. So why is he potter? But the fact is, he's not watching anymore. He gave it to somebody else. And my name of Leib, why can't the Baal Bas say, ain't it a tzayni shehet b'gdoyni b'yad achar? I never intended that the potter should be by somebody else's hand. And my Rava says, Rava. No, here's different. Every person knows that nobody's home all the time. Call ha mafkid adas ishto yibonov who mafkid. Anybody who's mafkid adas ishto yibonov mafkid. Anybody who gives up a cotton does it knowing that he's not home 24 hours a day. That his wife.
House, yeah. My wife and kids are going to look after him also.
Okay, I'll even prove it to you that this is the only pshat. Tony, it says in the Mishnah, only if you gave it to your young kids. How to give it to the adult potter? Why is he potter? And also, when do you make a distinction only by your own kids? What about everybody else? No difference. Even Gdel will be chayiv. Now, why you chayiv lachayiv? It must be because shemesh mashal l'shemer. You're chayiv. So therefore, so why your own children you potter? Must be adas, but you gave it. It's a kasha from here to Rav. Clearly from here, we don't talk about your kids. Why are we talking about this? According to Rav, we said that Shemesh and Moshe, Shemesh Potter, then anybody's kids, if they're over by mitzvah, if you give it to anybody over by mitzvah, you are you're Potter, according to Rav. And if you give it to, you, to any kids under mitzvah, you're chayiv, because it's not responsible. Why are you talking about your kids? So he says, the chiddush is that sometimes people think that even your young kids under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, you trust them at home alone without a babysitter, and maybe that's good enough. The chiddush is that even though it's your kids, if they're under bar mitzvah, that's not good enough. If you have a friend, a person thing in your house, you should be more responsible. The Rav is now going to explain Rav slightly different than Abaya. Amar is Rav Hichas Hashem, Rav Hashem Chayiv. The halacha is like what? Like Rabbi Yechon at Chayiv. Loim be Bayi Hashem Zocher, but not for the reason that Bayi said, because he said I don't trust the other guy. Ain't it Tzayni she hate Big Demi Arach? Rav will give a whole different pshat. Rav is Loim Bayi Hashem Zocher, Rav Hashem Chinam. The Guru Gadol Shem Rasa. He downgraded the Shmira. Lafilu Shem Chinam Rav Hashem Chayiv. My timer. The Amalei says to him, At Mehem Le Bishvua Hey Chaim Shua. You I trust him. I don't trust with the Shavua.
In other words, if something goes wrong.
Oh, so Taser might have committed a big enough min halacha. What happens if there's no shvu involved? There were witnesses who saw what actually happened to the animal, that it died in an accident. So according to Abayu, he said, I don't trust him with the object. Doesn't matter what happened. I don't care what happened. You had no right to give it to him, so you're liable. According to Ravid, nah, I don't care what happened. I don't trust that this is what happened. But if I have Edim that this is what happened, there's nothing to talk about. Or if the Seichel himself was there and he saw what happened. You can't tell the Seichel you don't trust him with the Shuruah. You gave it to me yourself. But if it's I don't trust him, the other guy, you had no right to give it to the other guy to mine, then he has a time.
Can you say that there's another difference also, L'chatchila and B'dievet, that Abaye L'chatchila will say, I never trusted you to give the
Seichel. No, Abaye is saying it costs money. Abaye is saying it costs you money. So,
with Rava, it's only enough Kemina if something happens to it.
And Abaye also, Kozman, nothing happened to it.
Abaye could say, even nothing happens to it, I don't give you Rishus to give it to Yenem.
Yep, so, even so. Everyone, by the way, everyone agrees he had no right to give it to the next guy.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees. The shaila is if he gave it, is there a pecuniary cost?
The punishment.
Is there a... yeah, exactly. Now, if nothing happened to the animal, just give the animal back. Okay, you're so mazel, I'll never trust you again. But if something happened to the animal, what happens? Look, we're going to Itmar. Now, we have a concept called chilase b'pshia. The Seifa, but we had it a couple number of times. Mm-hmm. Big Machlek is Rishenim and Achrenim. When those who hold that Chilose Bepshi, you were negligent, but the end, what actually happened was not that negligence, but an accident happened. And according to one holds Chayiv, is that only if the accident happened as a direct result of the Pshia, or even if the accident happened totally unrelated to the Pshia, the fact that you were negligent, you're already Chayiv, anything happens afterwards. Machlek is Rishenim.
We had it in Bamaniach.
Well, the negligence, it didn't contribute to it.
Nothing at all. For example, you left the lock open, the animal went out, and then suddenly a lightning struck everywhere, would have hit him in the barn as well, or something. Or hailstones came down, would have killed him wherever he was. We'll soon see the expression, Malachamavas, Malihocha, Malihasim, if it died a natural death. Let's just see what happens. Itma, we learned, Pasha Ba, the guy was negligent, V'yotze La'agam, he went out in the wilderness, V'mesa Kedaka, and it died, but it died not from the negligence, and it didn't die an accident.
It
died, a natural death. Yeah, had a heart attack. Abaye mashmei the rabba. Abaye says name rabba that you are chayiv in this case. And the rabba mashmei the rabba and rabba. They're both arguing what rabba said. Says Potter. We had an action eight even once the Gemara talks about how can it be one of them is lying. How can it work? And it depends. At the beginning of his life he said, and the later in his life he said, because here they're arguing what the rabba said. Abaye mashmei the rabba. Abaye says chayiv, and look what he says. Look, he's so vociferous. He says, "Kol dayona deloy doyin ki aydin elav dainu." If you don't agree with me, you're not worth your salt. You're not worth to be a judge. Now Rava is not intimidated by Abaye, so you'll see what he answers back. Remember, we had the more about Kama there. Rachmon letzlan mahay daiter, and the guy says, "Rachmon mahay daiter." Yeah.
Each one of them said.
Yeah, they were so convinced that they were right. Says the Gemara. So what happened was you let the animal go out in the wilderness, which is totally responsible, because the animal can fall prey to wolves and wild animals roaming about. However, what happened was it died a natural death. So it's chilasa b'pshia, and the seifa was a natural death. Yeah. Now, zloimet boye lemandamat chilasa b'pshia seifa boye is chayiv. The one who holds it is chayiv. Surely you chayiv. Why? Now l'chayde. So some trying to learn. Now this oinus has the mezik adarka is totally unrelated to the pshia. Yet the Gemara says definitely yechayiv. That means that chilase b'pshia v'seifa ba'inas at chayiv. We don't care if that oinus at the end has no link.
To or not.
Yeah, this is Mezik Adark. He's going to get a massive heart attack. No relevance to the pshia, but never yechayiv. That's a summer shemler. Or other shemler, no. The pshat is that for sure, even though chilase b'pshia v'seifa ba'inas, though the mon hold that chilase b'pshia v'seifa ba'inas at chayiv, that when the oinus is directly related. So in this case over here, even though the oinus is not directly related, but surely yechayiv because you're a shemer. My time and meaning. Havola the agma kotle. He was saying that it's your fault. It's actually not such an innocent accident. It's the air, the stale air, or whatever it is, and it's that what caused this accelerated the process. So it's your fault. However. So no, as we're saying that the pshi itself caused the misa. Rava said, "Pufaket." Rava said, "Rama Potter." And Kol Dayona Deloy Doin Kehai Dina Lav Dainu. So basically, according to one of them, all the judges are not worthy of being judges. It's monosho. Well, either Rava or Abaye says that you're not a judge. Because if you follow Rava, you're not a judge going to Abaye. If you follow Abaye, you're not a judge going to Rava. So 50%.
Don't judge. Just follow me.
Basically, what I'm saying, my way or the highway. loy me boy le man do mat khilas be pshe say be pat one hold that khilas be say be pat shol ye pat there the pat the man be khayf ha kh pat no ye pat because this is not just an ordinary action, this is a natural death. Who kills Malachamovis? And my time with Damim, we say Malachamovis, Malihochem on the Hashem. He can't escape fate. If it comes the time for them, we're having more chagigas of fate. When it comes the time that they want you in Shemayim, that's it. You can't escape. Yeah. Umoida by Abai is Moida. Now, Abai and Rav will be Moida each other in certain extreme circumstances. Abai is Moida. We're going to go up to the Mishnah. The Ihodra lebe Mora. Abai is Moida. That if he, what happened? He actually gave the animal back. And then Vamesa. He gave the animal back, and after he gave it, he turned it. Okay, he left the door open, and the animal walked around the swamps area, or out in the wilderness. Agam sometimes is swamps, sometimes means wilderness. And then you bring it, and then he brought it back. So, and he's no longer a shus. And then it died 10 minutes later. And he brought, so you might argue that maybe the stale ear in the agam is what brought it down. No, Abai says he can't prove that. The hodl, the fact I gave it back, once I returned it, I end my nexus with this thing, finished.
If you return in good condition.
Yeah, in good condition. I died 10 minutes later.
It was alive.
Exactly. Ended. I ended my shmirah. The leklamema, you can't argue havola the agma kotli. You can't say, oh, but because you brought it down there, you killed him. Umayde rava, rava's mayde. That if it was stolen and gone ba'agam v'meisa kedarka be gone, what happened like this? Rava says that if chilasa b'pshia v'soyman, even though you hold generally, let's say what do you call it, chayv here, you're potter, because malachamav is malachach malachosam. What happened? The ganav stole it. A ganav stole from the shaman. And then it died from a heart attack in the ganav's house. So the ganav now will argue, Malachamov is Malihochem Malihosim. What do you want from me? Why should I pay? And if I wouldn't have stolen the cow, wouldn't it have died anyone at Tuesday 12 o'clock? That's
he'll,
what the Malachamov wanted.
He'll pay for the neighbor, won't he?
Why should he? That's a question.
No, for the missa he can't pay.
Why should he pay for the neighbor? If you give the animal back, I'm ready to give you the animal back, but the animal, here's the dead. It died by you. What's chil if it died by me? I did you a favor. You don't have to have a smelly cow by you. I'll charge you.
Maybe the
cow
stressed out from being.
What is it? The ganav, let's say, went to the agam and stole it. The mesa kedarka be ganav, and it died a natural death in the house of the ganav, the chayv. My time, why? Why chayv? The shavka malachamav be basic ganav of a kaim. You know what? In this case, we'd argue the malachamavas wouldn't have killed him. The ganav became a ganav already yesterday. Once you became a ganav, you're a ganav. I tomorrow malachamavas killed him. It's a separate geshaft altogether. It's irrelevant. Once you've established your ganav and you're ready chayiv, whatever you chayiv, that's it.
But you're talking in the fall where he's giving back the behemoth.
No, that's a different case. Abai is talking about once you gave the animal back, I ended my shmirah. Comes along, Rama says that, even though I generally say that you're potter, if let's say you left the door open, you let it go out in the swamps, and then it died a natural death, you're potter, because malachamavis, malachamavis, malachamavis. But if the ganav stole it, he cannot use the same time there, because once the ganav stole it, he became a ganav ready, and all the chiyuvim already kicked in. So therefore, it's irrelevant what happens afterwards.
Can you undo the ganav status?
No, only you return it.
If he takes it and then returns it.
A dead animal, then he has to pay the difference.
No, returns a live animal and then dies.
Yeah, that's
the
same thing.
So
yeah.
It's finished.
Once he's finished, yeah. Omle by the rubbers, the by the rubber, and the dog, you damn it, Malachamavas, Malachamavas, I'm according to your swara, that the Malachamavas attacks wherever it is, and therefore you're potted. Haida oisve rab amma, bamamal rab abba, bamamal asked a question from Amishna that the Seichet passed it on to the Sheryl and the animal died. And he wanted to know that according, you know, if Shemir Shemos al Shemir is chayv. Why the Seich is potter, and we had to answer Bishon Nosh Lebayil Mishus LaHashel, the owner, original owner gave permission to lend whoever he wanted. V'lei Malay, why can't the Seich say to the Baal HaBos, why should I pay you? Malachamov is Malihoch Malihosam. What's your taina why I lent it to this person, and therefore you're saying what? That, and you're saying that I don't want my pekot to be somewhere else. Okay, it's like Tchilos HaBashi, I have no right to give it to the third party, but the fact is it died from a natural cause. That's a malachamavas. So the Gemara should have answered. Malachamavas, malihocha, malihosam. You don't have to come with a far-fetched case where the original owner said to the renter, you can lend it to anybody you want. Amalei said, Rabbi said, you're right. Lidithu, this is his whole question and answer revolves around the Bayu, who says, Masnita ain't it same way. He said, I don't trust the guy. So therefore, the Seichet could have answered that, you know, you're telling me, malachamavas, malihocha, malihosam. But I say, not I don't trust the guy. He doesn't say the problem is that you gave it to him, I don't trust him. He's saying, I don't trust, you know, what happened in the accident. I don't trust him with a shvuah. Well, I don't even believe that he died from an accident at all. If it died in an accident, it's not a question of minding. I don't trust the shvuah. I don't believe that's what actually happened. In that case, What are you telling me, Malachim Ovis, Malach? I don't know if the Malachim Ovis is involved. It might be some intrigue over here. I don't know what happened. I don't trust him. That's the problem. Is that mean? I don't know. Hey, Lehman Shua. Lekal is your cause, no question. Mostly, Ramacham came along and asked a question about Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Hey, Elel Rosh Yitzuk. And you took the animal, you brought it up to the top of the mountain. It was very narrow cliffs. Benoflin, the animal, then came falling down. Ainza, Ainza, that isn't an accident. That's irresponsible. What are you bringing such a narrow, you know, precipice over there? Precipice. V'chayim, v'chayim. Is mashma. If the animal would have died a natural death, had a supporter, it sounds to me, even though Tchilas Abshish never brought it up to the top of the cliffs. But if instead of falling down, the animal would have died a natural death on top, potter, because Tchilas Abshish saved by Aynes is potter. Or, like Rava says, Malachamavas, Malihocha, if it was Tchilas where you are, the animal would have died from the Malachamavas rather than the top of the cliff or the bottom. Now, Amai, according to Abaye, Lay Malay, why can't the Balava say, Avira the Har Kotla, you caused it, the ear up there is much thinner than down below, or maybe he has vertigo and the animal is scared of heights or something. You caused the death. Inami ufta the Har Kotla, the narrowness of the mountain, or the struggle and the tiredness of going up is what caused it to happen. We're talking about here that for some reason or other, on top of the mountain is a plateau. You know, in Bolivia and South America, you have a lot of mountains where the tops are flat tops. And they have the best quinoa. The best quinoa in the world comes from Bolivia. Or the plantation, quinoa or wheat, comes from the top of these mountains. They grow very differently. And I don't know, it's much, the soil is very rich.
Pure
and
water or something.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. So that's what this was. This is some kind of grazing that was as a uislam for the animals. And it was very common for shepherds to go up there. So therefore, you can't call him irresponsible. Says the Gemara. Robbie. Oh, he brought him up to good pastures. Says the Gemara, if so, nofla. So if so, if it fell by accident, nami. So if it fell by accident, why is he responsible? It's an accident. It sounds like the Braise here, the reason why he's responsible is because it was irresponsible for you to bring it on top of the mountain. But now you tell me it's very common for people to bring up the animals there. So why are you responsible? Since when you're on top there, you should have held on to the reins a lot stronger, knowing that animals can fall down. And you didn't hold on stronger. And that's how it was common. They used to bring the animals up there, but they were much more cautious. And they were. Look at the beginning. It says, also the Rosh he took him to the mountain, and it fell down. It's an accident. If it went on its own to the top of the thing, not that you brought it up, but it went on its own. It's an accident, your Ines. What do you mean it's an accident? You should have held on. You're telling me that you should hold an animal. You should have held an animal. The animal is stronger than you. The animal just pushed itself forward against your will. You try to hold it back. And therefore, it's an accident, you're potter. We had in our Mishnah, Rabbi said, it's not fair. How in the world can the Seicher make money off the original owner's animal? The Seicher took the animal, and he lent it to somebody else. The animal died by accident, so the Seicher is potter, the borrower is chayv, and who does the borrower pay according to Chachamim? To the Seicher. Klepnit, Rabbi said, that's how I made his dime. The halacha, even though it's a das yachid, but we had a rule in the Mukha Imai, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. In the very first Mishnah, what about when the guy pays? He doesn't want to swear and he pays. And then they catch the ganav. So we know the ked and the principal goes to the shomer because he's reimbursing. What about the kefa? It was not a question of restitution. This is the bonus. So now Mishnah says it goes to the shomer because he bought the animal. But according to Rabbi Yossi, maybe is it right that he should make money off the original owner? Maybe the double should go to the punisher, the knas, the penalty should go to the original owner. Does he argue here as well? So Shmuel said, yes. That he argues also in the first Mishnah, why should the shomer make money off the animal of the Baal Bas? So the question is, halakha k'maisa, halakha k'maisa, halakha k'maisa in this first Mishnah as well now. So this version is, yes, Rabbi Yossi argues in the first Mishnah, halakha k'maisa as well, that if the shomer is willing to pay rather than swear, he gets they find the ganav, he gets reimbursed, but the penalties go to the Baal HaShem. Eat manami. We tackle in the brayse this way. Amar Rabbi Loza, choluk hoye Rabbi Yosi av bereshena v'halacha kemoise av bereshena. Comes along Rabbi Yechina and he says, no, moide hoye Rabbi Yosi bereshena. Rabbi Yosi is moide. The very first case is different because the guy paid. Shekvah Shilin, because the guy paid the money out, it's not a question. In the second Mishnah, he rented it, and then he lent it to somebody else. Why should he make money off the guy? But in the first Mishnah, the Shemir says, I don't want to swear. Here's the money. I'm paying it back for the animal. So now he owns the animal. So if they catch the ganav, he gets the penalties. Only if he paid, but didn't we learn? He doesn't have to pay, even though he said he'll pay. So luchayde, even though he didn't cost him anything yet. So this is what we're saying. Rabbi Yosi is moide in the very first mission as well that the shema ends up keeping it, not because he paid. Shekar omar hareini mishalim, because he said he will pay, and that's enough that he takes over the original bialim. The original bialim is getting his money, so he's happy to grant everything to the shema. That's very different. The second mission where the original bialim loses an animal, and the shaykh made a fortune, and what do you do? Nothing. That's the chiddush. Okay, stop here. Tomorrow, please come afterwards.